Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday, March the 21st, 2022, 16 minutes past the hour. Happy first day of spring. Now, I know what you're thinking out there in listener land. You're saying, why is Scott saying today is the first day of spring? Because every meteorologist on planet Earth yesterday was talking about Sunday being the first day of spring. And we fight about this every time the season changes here in Ohio. The first day of spring, March 21st, the first day of summer, June 21st, the first day of fall, September 21st, and the first day of winter, December 21st. I don't know why they move those off the 21st of the month, but it must be a meteorological thing, if that is such a word. But that must be what it is, because I can't imagine what other reason you would have for moving these off the 21st. Now, something I did think about yesterday was that today is the first full day of spring, because I think they said spring came yesterday morning at some time, like 11-something, was it? Maybe it was later, but I think they said it was 11-something. But regardless, since I have talked to you last, happy spring. Now, this morning, I'm using a new system here that I set up over the weekend. So hopefully you hear me better, and you'll be able to hear the callers better. We haven't got a call yet, so we don't know how that's all going to turn out. But we hope you hear me better, and we hope you hear the callers better. Now, remember, the phone lines are always open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I'll tell you something. I have been with a car now all weekend. I sent my car in on Thursday evening to have the brake pads changed, and it was not done on Friday. So I had to go all weekend without a car. Now, not that I'm doing a whole lot right now, but to be without a car all weekend, that was interesting. You don't realize how often you get the urge to go somewhere, which I did this past weekend. But there was no car to go anywhere. But I survived. It's Monday, and hopefully today I will get back the car. Hope everybody's listening and hearing this broadcast okay. All right. Do want to let everybody know that I definitely will not be on Thursday morning. Now, at this point, I'm not sure if Glenn Coble's filling in or if we're going to do best of programming, but I will not be here on Thursday morning and most likely will not be here on Friday morning. Now, Friday morning, I'm not totally sure of yet, but probably will not be here on Friday, which means Adam will come on and fill in before the pastor, or we'll have a best of programming. Hopefully, as the week progresses, I'll be able to let you know more about that particular situation. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Well, the Big Ten tournament is going on. The March Madness, round one and round two are down. And Angie and I, if you listen to the Friday show, have a little bet going on here. And a lot of upsets in this tournament. Now, as it stands right now, At the end of the first round, Angie had 20 points, and I had 21 points. So it was very tight coming out of the first round. In the second round, Angie got 18 points, and I got 24. So the current tally is 38 for Angie and 45 for me. But that can change because as we head into the third round next weekend, the team that she picked to win it all is still in it, Houston. So she's got Houston for two more rounds and into the final game and to win it all. So her pick is still there. Because of me picking Indiana, I have no chance to pick the winner. But I still have Kansas, who I said was going to go to the final game. So I still have one that could be in the final game. I could not pick the winner at this point, but I do have Kansas, which could go into the final game. Angie had Baylor and Houston, with Houston winning. Now, Baylor's out, but Houston could still win. And I had Kansas and Indiana, with Indiana winning. Indiana's out. As far as Final Four teams go, the only Final Four team that she still has in it is Houston. Now, I have two. I have Duke and Kansas. So I still have chances for the Final Four there. But that's how that all shakes out. Did anybody see the Duke? What was it? Who did Duke play yesterday? Was it Michigan? Yeah, Michigan State. Did anybody see the Duke-Michigan State game yesterday? Saw the end of it. And I thought Coach K was just about done. You know, this is Coach K's last year at Duke. And when he's knocked out of this tournament, that will be it for him. But he pulled it out yesterday, really in about the last 2 minutes of the game. It was really something. Did anybody see that game? Has anybody filled out a Big Ten bracket? How are you doing with all the upsets? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Another big upset yesterday was, who lost yesterday that I thought was a big upset? Well, Auburn. Auburn lost to Miami. Now, Miami was the number 10th seed in the Midwest, and Auburn was number 2, I believe, and Auburn lost. So it's been something. 740-751-4038, 41 degrees here in Marion, and clear on this Monday morning. 740-751-4038. Can you hear me okay? And hopefully you'll be able to hear the callers okay when we get a call. So that's how the Big Ten shakes down right now. Wonder how many people filled out these forms this year. I would guess quite a few. Always a popular thing. Okay, what else is there to talk about? Well, I was listening to Charlie this morning as I was getting ready to do the show, and he was talking about gypsies. Now, I've always been fascinated by the Gypsy Queen in Marion. As a matter of fact, I would have to say that the Gypsy Queen story here in Marion is probably my favorite story in Marion history. And he was talking about gypsies. There used to be a thing in the long ago that if gypsies came to town, you were fearful that they were going to take your children, they were going to come into your house and take your valuables, jewelry, and things of that nature. Does anybody have any stories about gypsies? I don't even think that, well, I know they're not called gypsies anymore. They're called travelers. But I don't even know if they're still around. I haven't seen a group of travelers in years and years and years. And nobody has the fear of travelers like they did of gypsies. And I don't even know why that fear ever got started. I don't know if a kid was ever taken. Does anybody have any stories? I know we have some people out there who've been around a while. And maybe your grandparents or your great-grandparents passed down a story about gypsies. Does anybody have any stories? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Does anybody have any stories on gypsies or travelers or things people used to hear about them coming into your home and taking your valuables and your children? Now, what would gypsies have done with children? And to be honest with you, I mean, it's not like there weren't police officers back in the days of gypsies. If a gypsy came in your house, I'm pretty sure that would have been trespassing. But you never know. This would have been a thing, I think, of the early 20th century. Because I think the Gypsy Queen died here in Marion in the early, was it 1900s? I think so. But any stories, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038 on this Monday morning, 27 minutes past the hour, 41 degrees and sunny skies. Let's see here. What other news do we have? Well, I think it's interesting. Now, this may be depressing for a lot of people, but boy, I'm glad it finally came down. The Maury Povich Show, Maury, has been canceled after 31 years. And you know something? Maury Povich was a serious journalist. There'll be new shows of Maury through the fall. But as of the fall, Maury Povich is gone after 31 years. And Maury Povich used to be a serious journalist. He's married to Connie Chung. He did Inside Edition. He was a newsman. And even the early days of the Maury Povich Show, he would have guests on and he would interview them, celebrities, politicians, things of that nature. And then it became polygraph tests to see who your father was. It became the Who's Your Daddy Show. And that's all it was. It was an hour every day of Maury Povich conducting, I guess, DNA tests to find out who the father was of children who don't know who their father was. Now, how can you come in and do a show like that every day for years and years and years? What will people do now? How will you know who your father is with Maury no longer around come the fall? By the way, Jerry Springer announced his television career is over. There's an Ohio guy. Now, the Jerry Springer show had ended a couple years ago, but he was doing a new show called Judge Jerry, where he was a judge, kind of like Judge Judy, and that was canceled this past week. Now, it again will run until the fall, but then it'll be over, and Jerry Springer says, well, I want to quit television while my health is still good. So Jerry Springer is out. You know, a lot of people felt that Jerry Springer should have run for governor of Ohio. That went around at one point. The only time I ever met or interviewed Jerry Springer is when he came through Marion. I believe it was back in 2000. When was that? 2012, when he was campaigning for President Obama's second term, and he met with people down at the Colonial House, which used to be the Something Good restaurant out there on Route 4, Is that where it is, where Baldoff used to be? So he certainly had an interest in politics. He was the mayor of Cincinnati, was it? Do you think Jerry would have made a good governor? Now, he is a Democrat, so it would have been on the Democratic side, but everybody knows Jerry Springer. He's got great name recognition. And, you know, that's all it takes anymore for people to know who you are. It's not really, can you do the job the best? It's, do people know who you are? Does anybody have any thoughts this morning on Jerry Springer or Maury being canceled? Do you think Jerry Springer would have been a good governor of Ohio? Or maybe a good senator? Or maybe a good congressman? 740-751-4038. I don't know why not. Ronald Reagan came from Hollywood, and Donald Trump came from television, and Al Franken came from Saturday Night Live. Jesse Ventura came from pro wrestling. Arnold Schwarzenegger came from the movies. So it's been done a lot. 740-751-4038. I'm anxious to get a call this morning to see how the new phone system is working. And I hope you can still hear me okay, because I am using a new microphone this morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any opinions on anything going on? Saturday night, took a car ride over to Green Camp, went to the Berwick, and got some pizza. Now, the Berwick's an interesting place. The Berwick closes at 8 o'clock, so you've got to get over there before 8 o'clock, even on a Saturday, and you pull up beside the building, and they bring the pizza right out to your car. That's kind of nice. Now, the interesting thing about the Berwick for me is I used to work in the bank that's right next door to the Berwick. Now the bank is part of the Berwick, and I'm told that people eat in the vault, the bank vault. I haven't been back in there since the bank closed up. But it was a real old-fashioned bank when I worked there. It's probably been 20 years since I worked there. But I like that bank. It had no drive-up window, so you didn't have to worry about that. It was a nice place to work. But I wonder what it looks like now, being part of a restaurant. But I do have to say, the Berwick pizza was very good. Worth the drive out to Green Camp to have the Berwick pizza. And with gas prices as they are, that's a trip. Amato's Pizza seems to be very busy downtown. That's kind of nice. Has anybody had Amato's yet? Or has anybody had Berwick? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Everybody quiet this morning. Let's see. Well, the $1,000 bonus for sanitation workers, transit workers, and wastewater workers, if they get the COVID-19 shot, still a topic of conversation here in Marion. Some people like the idea, some people don't. Now, I don't know if it will get a first reading. I think City Council meets tonight. I don't know if it'll get a first reading tonight or not. The story we got last week was that the mayor just wanted to rush it through, not have any readings, and that was voted down. Because things on City Council have to have three readings. But they are going to have the readings, and I guess they will have a final vote on that. I don't know. And I guess the mayor thought that the money would come from the ARPA money, which was the COVID money that city got. I don't know. Is this a good idea or a bad idea? 740-751-4038. 36 minutes past the hour here. Okay. Well, we've got some interesting stories here this morning. We've got a story out of New York. A particularly prized copy of the first ever Marvel comic book fetched more than $2.4 million in an online auction, the auctioneer said Friday. Known as the Marvel Comics number one pay copy, it's arguably one of the top three comic books in the world of comics collecting, said Vincent Zerzolo, chief operating officer of Comic Connect. How about that? A comic book going for $2.4 million. The first Marvel comic book. It's called the Marvel Comics number one pay copy. Probably cost 3 cents when it was bought, and now auctioned for $2.4 million. You know, we were talking about antiques and collectibles last week, heirlooms. Isn't it interesting the things we've thrown away that now are worth millions of dollars in our own lifetime? I don't know when this first Marvel comic book was printed, but I imagine some people here in Marion had it. And because so many of them were just thrown away or ruined or recycled, which is what you do with old stuff like that, you're out $2.4 million. Did anybody out there ever collect comic books or things like that? My grandfather collected comic books. And to be honest with you, I don't know where they all are. He used to have totes of them. Totes and boxes of comic books. Not sure where they've all ended up. I've seen them probably in the last 5 years, but I don't know if my mother has them. I don't know who has them. Did anybody read comic books when they were a kid? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Or any family heirlooms. Or any heirlooms in general. I guess a comic book could be a family heirloom. Don't know why it couldn't be. You know something I thought we'd do for fun this morning? Just to have some fun here on Monday morning. Newspapers are changing. There's no doubt about that. The newspaper business is really changing. And I thought we could do some newspaper trivia here this morning. You know, this month I think the Marion Star stops delivering newspapers on Saturday. Now, I still have not understood. Are they not going to print the paper at all on Saturday? You can't buy it in newspaper boxes. You can't buy it in the store. I don't know if that's the case or not, or if they're not just, or if they're just not going to deliver on Saturdays. Has anybody heard that? 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. I have not heard exactly what it is. Are they not printing the Saturday paper at all? Or are they just not delivering it? I'm not sure. 40 minutes past the hour here, still 41 degrees and sunny here in Marion. 740-751-4038. All right. And has that started yet? Have they stopped delivering it on Saturdays? I know the press release when it came out said March. But I'm not sure which Saturday in March that that is, when it will stop being delivered. Okay, let's get to our first trivia question here today. All about newspapers. The very first English language American newspaper was published in what city? American city. Does anybody know that? The very first English language American newspaper was published in what American city? 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. What city was the first American newspaper published in? All right, now we're getting a call. Now we'll get to see if we hear things okay. All righty, go ahead, caller. Are you there?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia. Can you hear everything good this morning?
Yeah, I can hear you good on the phone, too.
All right, and you can hear me good on the phone, and I think you're coming through on the phone okay, so I think we're good on all accounts.
Hopefully.
Not Philadelphia, though.
Nope.
Okay, thank you. All right, well, I hope you're hearing the callers better. You can hear me okay, and hopefully all is well with the world. What city was the first English language American newspaper published? Does anybody know what city the first English language American newspaper was published? 740-751-4038. And let me know how the callers are sounding over the air. We want to know. Now, here's another question for you in regard to newspapers. What year was that newspaper first published? Now, if you get within, if you get within 50 years, I'll give you the answer. So, what year was the first American newspaper published? American, English-American language newspaper. What year was it first published? And if you get within 50 years, I'll give it to you. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Or the other question, what city was the first English language American newspaper published? What American city? It wasn't Philadelphia, but it was a big city, or is a big, it's still a big city today. What city was the first English language American newspaper published? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And what year was that first newspaper published? And if you come within 50 years, I'll give it to you. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Two newspaper trivia questions. Does anybody have the answer? 740-751-4038. What American city was the first American newspaper published? And what year was it published? And if you come within 50 years, I'll give it to you. So you've got a wide berth on that one. Do people still get up and read newspapers in the morning? Do you read them online? Do you still like to have the hard copy in your hand? I don't know. It's a different world that way. 740-751-4038. Apparently, not many people doing the NCAA tournament this year. Ohio State threw me off by losing, was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday. Indiana really threw me off by losing in the first round by 40 points. Still got Gonzaga in it. When did Gonzaga become such a powerful school? That amazes me. That used to be kind of a little nothing school. Now, I do hear that St. Mary's has become the, St. Mary's has become kind of the sentimental favorite. They've never won, I think I heard this right, they had never won a tournament game in the NCAA, and now they've won two. So I guess they are the sentimental underdogs this year in the tournament. Is it St. Mary's or St. Peter's? Might be St. Peter's. Well, if somebody can straighten me out on that, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. We are here for you this morning. Anything you'd like to talk about? Well, maybe newspapers really have gone by the wayside. Our newspaper trivia is not going very well this morning. The very first English language American newspaper was published in what city? It's a big city. And what year was it published? What year was the first newspaper published? All right, let's go to the phones. All right, go ahead, caller.
St. Peter's.
St. Peter's.
That's the school that's okay. The Cinderella story.
Yeah. What do you make of this?
Well, I think it's kind of neat. Every year there's always one, you know? It's just kind of neat.
Yeah, there is. And now they beat, wasn't number one seed Kentucky. That really got them rolling.
Yeah, they beat both Kentucky schools. They beat Kentucky and Murray State. They're both in Kentucky.
Now, how far do you think they can go with this momentum?
I think it's done.
They're not getting out of the...
I mean, I hope they win another one, but I'm not sure. I can't remember who they play next, but
I think it's Purdue.
I don't think they'll win. Oh, yeah, it is Purdue. I don't know how you're going to get past that seven-footer.
Yeah, I got... Well, you know, I still have... What'd you think of Duke yesterday? They about slipped out of it.
I know, right? Yeah, I know. I watched that game. There were some good games yesterday.
There were.
I picked UCLA to win it all, so they're still in it. But the other side of the bracket, I had Iowa. That didn't go so well.
You know, Indiana went out so early. That was depressing. Now, I've still got Kansas in the final game, and they've been playing pretty good. I was surprised. Woke up this morning and found out Auburn had went out. I didn't think that was going to happen.
I didn't either. I had Auburn winning that one, but they looked terrible. But each given day, you know, anybody can win any game in that tournament, and St. Peter's has proven that.
And that's what makes this tournament so much fun. You really don't know.
No, you don't. There's a couple other higher seeds in it. I'm not sure what, I can't remember the bracket by, you know, I can't memorize it. But there's a couple other ones, like 10 or 11 seeds. That are still in it.
Well, it's Texas Tech is still in it. You wouldn't expect that. They're gonna face Duke. Now, I had that game picked, but I have Duke to win it, and they should. But Texas Tech has been playing very good.
Yes, that's going to be a good game, I think.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for calling in, Ryan.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one, Scott.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We all love an underdog story, don't we? St. Peter's, which was the, let's see here, looking at this. They were way down on the seed level. That's for sure. But they beat Kentucky. And now they beat Murray State. But will they be able to keep going? They've got Purdue, I think, next weekend. 740-751-4038. Can you hear the callers better this morning? We have a whole new system. We've evolved over the last few weeks here. We started with putting the telephone next to the microphone. And then last week, we put a speaker next to the microphone. Now, we're actually going through the soundboard here in the home studio. So how do I sound? How do the callers sound? How do I sound when I'm on the air with the callers? We want to know. 740-751-4038. Can you hear everything, as they say, crystal clear? That's what we want. All right, trivia question still on the table here. Very first English language American newspaper was published in what city? And what year was that newspaper published? Phone number 740-751-4038. Know your newspaper trivia. 52 and a half minutes past the hour here. First day of spring, 2022. 3/21/22. I don't know how they continuously get this first day of spring messed up. I don't know why we have to be so particular. Now, is this an equinox? Two of the season changes are equinoxes. Now, March 21st and September 21st are supposed to have 12 and 12. 12 hours of daylight, 12 hours of darkness. Now, I don't know if that happens or not. I don't know if people actually gauge that stuff. You don't really hear a whole lot about that. All right, let's take the call here. Go ahead, caller.
Did we get any guesses for the newspaper question, Scott? I just tuned in after a little break.
No, not yet.
Okay, Boston?
It was Boston. Now, how'd you know that?
That's a guess. I don't Google anything. I mean, if I don't already know it, I kind of think about history because, you know, Chem major, we didn't really do much about New England history, even though I used to live 100 miles from Boston. So it just seems like a town where it's on the water. I mean, it's near where the Pilgrims landed. So I'm figuring, okay, well, maybe that's where they had the first newspaper. And everything in Boston's expensive, so they probably jacked the price up and made some money, you know, capitalism at work.
Now, do you want to take year? Yeah, the year. Go ahead.
Gosh, I'm thinking about printing technology. Maybe early 1900s, you know, 1918.
Now, I'm going to give it to people within 50 years. You're not within 50 years.
Okay, well, let me guess lower, because obviously it was before 1968, because I was born before 1968. I remember my birth announcement in the paper. If it's within 50 years, okay, then I'm going to, let's just go, like, 1885. That's got to be within 50 years.
1885, within 50 years, is not correct.
Okay, I guess it's a little after 1935, then. I'm kind of thinking about when my parents were born, I guess. Maybe they didn't have papers there. I'm glad I got the city. That was a wild guess. I didn't think it'd be right, but, you know, knock on wood.
Wild guesses pay off sometimes.
All right, see you later.
Thanks,
Scott.
Adam. Bye-bye. All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. What year was the first newspaper published? Now we know it was in Boston, but do we know the year? And if you're within 50 years, I'll give it to you. All right. Can you hear the callers better? Can you hear me better? Go ahead, caller.
I'll guess 1790.
1790. 1790 is not within 50 years. Can you hear the callers better?
Oh, yeah.
Everything's good.
Everything sounded good.
Sound like I'm back in the...
Ohio State did get within 2 points within 5 minutes ago.
Who's that?
Ohio State did get within 2 points, 5 minutes to go.
You know, that was funny. You could tell it was an Ohio station covering that game, because I saw that story too. Now, they lost by, what was it, 10?
10.
They lost by 10, but the story was, comes within 2 in the last 5 minutes. Now, they would not do that with another school on the Columbus stations. That would not have been the story. But, you know, Ohio State's a big contributor to those television stations down there.
Oh, they would have gave the score, and that would have been about it.
Yeah, they would have just said lost by 10, and that's it.
They were down by 15 at one. You know, they just don't have those lows so bad. You know, they might have won. You know, you can't let a team outscore you 10 to nothing or 15 to nothing, you know, and expect to win.
Well, see, then you look at a team like St. Pete. They walked in and in game number one, knocked off the number one seed in that bracket, Kentucky.
But and did they have to come back?
You know, I don't know if they had to come. I did not watch that game, to be honest. I have not watched any of their games. But then they beat Murray State, which was the other Kentucky team who was seeded above them. Now Ryan thinks they can't beat Purdue. Now, I've got Purdue picked in that. But I don't know. You know, they beat Kentucky, and Kentucky was had a better did Kentucky have a better record? No, Purdue's got a better record than Kentucky. So they might have more trouble with Purdue, but I'll tell you, they have got the momentum.
Oh, I think it's possible. A lot of times, you know, just because of school, you know, a small school, you know, they can be good in the sports.
They can. Well,
you take Ben Roethlisberger. He didn't come from a big-time college.
No, he didn't. And I think, you know, this reminds me of the story, you know, 20 years ago now, when Gonzaga came in and I think got a Sweet 16, Final Four, something like that. And nobody had even heard of Gonzaga. And now they're a popular pick. You know, I've got them picked and they are still in it.
Since then, they've been, you know, a contender.
They have been, yeah. But
some years they don't go quite as far, but they're always in it.
Well, I hope they win their next game, and then I hope Duke beats Texas Tech, because I would like to see Duke and Gonzaga in the would that be Sweet 16? What would that be? Yeah, that'd be the Sweet, no, what's the 8? What do they call the 8? We've got Sweet 16, Final Four. What is it when it's down to 8 teams?
The Elite 8, I think.
Elite 8? Yeah, I hope they get down to the Elite 8. We'll see.
Yeah, that'd be a good game.
I'd like to see that. Well, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038, 59 minutes past the hour here. What year was the first newspaper published? Now, we know it was in Boston. And if you get within 50 years, I'll give it to you. 740-751-4038. And hopefully you can hear the callers better this morning. You can hear me better this morning. New system. We've evolved from putting telephones up to the microphone to putting speakers up to the microphone, now going directly through a soundboard here in the home studio. All right. We're coming up on a break here in about 10 seconds. I'll be back for a whole nother hour this morning. Newspaper trivia and whatever you would like to talk about. Stay tuned to WWGH Radio.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For Ohio State Senator Sherrod Brown on presidential contender and governor John Kasich.
On the other side, just a second to talk over on the Republican side, our governor Kasich, last time I heard, has a 70% approval.